Hello, welcome, dear listeners, to a special afternoon of a podcast poem just for you. I wanted to share with you something that has been stirring in my soul. You guys know how it feels when something stirs in your soul. You've got to do something with it. You got to share it. You got to laugh about it. You got to dance about it. You got to do something. Well, that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm choosing to share it with you. It's a reflection of feelings and thoughts that I hold deep within. This isn't just about words, it's about emotions and connections that bind us all. As we journey through life with its challenges and joys, it's important to remember the love that we owe to each other and ourselves. This love isn't just for you or for me. It's for everyone, touching every life and every heart. So as you listen today to my podcast poem, the words, let them resonate within you and hopefully echoing the love, strength, and compassion we all pose. Let this be a starting point, not just in a conversation today, but in how we view and treat others in every aspect of our lives today. The title of my poem is Beyond Our Disabilities. Let me say that again. Beyond Our Disabilities. In the dance of life where challenges sway, we find strength and love come what may. A journey shared with hearts intertwined. In each other, our truest selves we find. For those climbing mountains, rugged or steep, with every steep promise to keep, remember your spirit is mightier than the slope. In the echoes of your heart resounds hope. To the one with a disability, visible or unseen, know your worth in the vast of life's scene. You are not defined by your limits or your labels, but by the resilience in your life's fables. And to the partner. Oh, to the partner, steadfast by their side. Your love and support, it's a constant tide. Together you navigate through the calm and the storm. In unity you find your truest form. In this family where challenges may loom, love is the light that dispels all of the gloom. Each member, a pillar of strength and care. And in this bond, you find solace is rare. So here's to the days, both rough and smooth, to moments of doubts and times of truth. May you find in each other the will to persist in love's an enduring dance, because you know what? It's a beautiful twist. For we are not, I say it again, we are not our disabilities, but so much more. A life's experience is just life's core. With every sunrise, a new day to embrace. And in each other's hearts, I'll say it again, and in each other's hearts, I want you to find grace. I thank you for tuning in for this little poem that means a lot. I hope it resonates within you as it does for me. The presence and the engagement in the world today, it means a lot. We are a community of one, and we can't forget that. What I would like to also mention is when we talk about disabilities, when we talk about looking at not just the person with the disability, but also for the caregivers, also for the medical teams, we all play a part in our care. And we have to be resilient. We have to find it deep within us, in our core, to not give up. We need to find it deep within us to say, you know what? I can handle this. And whatever you may believe, for me, I believe God. And I like to look up and say, you know what? I know you know what I'm going through, but I also know that you are the one who gives me the guidance, strength, and the love. And I also acknowledge my wonderful husband. He has been my saving grace for so long. But I think it's also important to remember, you have to be your own saving grace as well. Please make sure that you take care of yourself. Take care of yourself with your self-care. Love yourself. If you have feel that you have forgotten how to do that, talk to your primary care provider and share that with them. I also encourage, you know, I have to put this out there because it's important to me. And so self-care comes in many forms. You can do it in different ways. I find that travel is wonderful. It gives you a new outlook. It gives you just a way to kind of breathe differently if you've never thought about it. It's good for the person with the disability, and it's also good for the caregiver. And it's also good with families that have children. You know, it just makes it where you can kind of break away. So I would encourage you to, if you are interested in it, to go to a website, which is www.rwilliams.dreamvacations.com. And there are a lot of sales going on. Black Friday sales, Cyber Monday sales, there is a lot that's going on. And I would be more than happy to help you. I am a travel advisor, so I just wanted to let you know that. So until next time, oh, I've got to give a clue. I've got to give a clue of our speaker. who will be joining us in December, December 2nd, let me tell you, she owns a 501c3. She is, she's very, very resilient. She's very resilient. Now, I will tell you, I'll give another hint. She is from Florida, and she resides in Florida. Let me say that. I'm telling you guys are going to love her. You guys are going to be like, oh my goodness. So please tune in on December 2nd. Please bring your friends, bring your family, because what you learn from her, not only will it do something for you, but it could do something for your neighbor. It could be do something for your family member. Tell them to tune in. Tell them to tune in. You have nothing to lose, but you have a whole bunch to gain. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to say, please continue to love yourself, and thank you for joining the podcast, and thank you for my followers for coming back. I'm so appreciative. I feel so, so blessed, and so I'm very grateful. And remember, the song that I have is made just for you. I had the song made just for you, my listeners. And veterans, I thank you. I know Veterans Day is past, but you know what? Veterans Day to me is every day. I thank you so much. As a veteran myself, I thank you so, so very, very much. And peace and love. And remember, we are a community of one, which means we all need to work together. Have a great day. Time to lift your head up.